Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 25th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Quadient invests in AI features. Quadient has announced the integration of its Intelligent Communication Automation, IKA, platform with Microsoft Azure AI. Alpha Bank acquires Orange Money Romania. The Romania-based division of Alpha Bank has announced its plans to acquire the retail operations of Orange Money Romania. N26 integrates Ideal to simplify payments. Digital Bank N26 has announced an integration with local payment service Ideal to its digital banking experience in the Netherlands, to help simplify payments for its customers. Standard AI integrates Google Cloud in their checkout offerings. US-based checkout solution Standard AI has incorporated Google Cloud into their core checkout offerings to augment the retail experience. KEPF and GLN International establish QR payment infrastructure. Korea Easy Payment Foundation, KEPF, has signed an agreement with GLN International to introduce GLN cross-border QR payment. Repay develops eCash payment acceptance. US-based Repay has expanded its eCash acceptance functionalities for lenders and other businesses to receive bill and loan installment payments from their customers. Nedbank and Synthesis to enable contactless payments on smartphones. South Africa-based bank, Nedbank, has integrated with Synthesis, an AWS advanced consulting partner, to develop a software-based point-of-sale system. Trustly partners with Sergel. Sweden-based open banking payments provider Trustly has partnered with Sergel to enable the latter to offer a reliable way to manage installment payments. The UAE government partners with MasterCard for the adoption of AI. The UAE's Artificial Intelligence, Digital Economy, and Remote Work Applications Office has signed a MOU with MasterCard to increase AI capabilities and readiness in the region. ClearSale launches new customer portal. ClearSale, a global business intelligence and risk prevention provider, has announced the release of its new customer portal for customers to view and manage fraud prevention data, orders, and chargebacks. Fiserv and Akoya announce data sharing agreement. Global provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv and US-based network Akoya announce data sharing agreement. Binance and MasterCard shutter several crypto card programs. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance and MasterCard have announced that they will discontinue crypto card programs in several countries. B2C2 completes the acquisition of Wooerton. UK-based digital assets company B2C2 has completed the acquisition of France-based crypto liquidity provider Wooerton. Global CBDC adoption is on the horizon GSIC Devrient. Digital payments innovation in different regions of the world is being spurred on by central bank digital currency, CBDC, adoption, as nations experiment with new payments options that can be more inclusive and dynamic. 130 countries are currently exploring the possibilities with CBDC adoption, which allows for digital money to be supported and used publicly alongside cash whilst supported by the nation's central bank. Citi invests in Peruvian FX fintech Rectsy. U.S. banking giant Citi has made a strategic investment in Peruvian foreign exchange fintech Rectsy. FSS launches payments technology platform Blaze. Financial Software and Systems Private Limited, FSS, a globally leading provider of payments technology solutions, has announced the launch of Blaze, an advanced payments technology platform designed to meet the diverse needs of banks and financial institutions. POS is becoming frictionless but also less standardized. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, there's a noticeable trend in the point-of-sale, POS, industry of customizing solutions for merchants. LHV Bank completes business transfer. LHV Bank, a new UK-based licensed bank, has finalized the business transfer from its Estonian affiliate, as LHV Pank, SUK branch, to its newly licensed entity. TSG launches True Monitor. The Strawhecker Group, TSG, has announced the launch of True Monitor, a SaaS product and component of the company's Global Experience Monitoring, GEM, platform. Citi makes strategic investment in Peruvian fintech Rectsy. Citi has made an investment in Rectsy, a Peru-based fintech specialized in FX services, while also integrating its FX technology into the latter's currency exchange services. Marqeta partners with Giftbit, Vivian, and Whistle. Global card issuing platform Marqeta has partnered with Giftbit, Vivian, and Whistle as part of its embedded finance expansion efforts. Comment Sold moves into D2C commerce with PopShopLive acquisition. North America-based live video commerce platform Comment Sold has acquired the assets of mobile live streaming marketplace PopShopLive, moving into direct-to-consumer, D2C, commerce. FSS unveils Blaze, a future-proof payments platform for banks. India-based financial software and systems, FSS, has launched Blaze, a payments technology platform, to meet the needs of banks and financial institutions. US DOJ investigates Visa over token technology pricing. The United States Department of Justice has launched a new investigation into Visa's tokenization technology pricing methods. Vietnam joins Regional Payment Connectivity Initiative. State Bank of Vietnam, SBV, the Central Bank of Vietnam, has officially joined the Regional Payment Connectivity, RPC, initiative. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.